Welcome to the Telehealth Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Patterson, and today we have Dr. Sajid Khan. He's the CEO of Right Metrics and is working out of New York. So welcome, Dr. Khan.
An endocrinologist practicing in New York. As an endocrinologist, with my three NPs and nurse practitioners and PAs, we service three large tertiary center hospitals in New York, and we have outpatient office in New York. And on the side, we have developed this software for chronic disease management, and we just launched it like last month.
How did you decide to come up with the software and go down this path?
So since I was a resident, I always felt like the patients who come to see us, when they go back, there is no communication between the patient and the doctor until the next visit. And then I became an endocrinologist, I subspecialized in endocrinology, and I started my office. And it became very evident that there is some disconnect between the patient and the doctor. If we can make that bridge, that gap between the visit, we can do better, because especially like diabetes, patients don't adhere to their treatment, they don't follow up because there is no communication. So I was struggling with that. But then I noticed in my practice that out of every 10 patients, four, they don't bring their logbooks. And that's very essential for a diabetes patient to bring it, how the patterns are of the sugars. And then we fine tune them and change their medication. So they wouldn't bring it. They always forget. And that visit becomes like a total waste of their time, my time, and the insurance pays for it. So everything gets wasted. They have to go back, make the chart, and bring it back so we can make changes.
So it's difficult for you to get an adequate history without the log.
Yeah. So for like diabetes, we look at the patterns, how their sugars are in the morning, during the day, in the evening, and then suppose they're on insulin, we change the dosages specifically for lunchtime or dinner time. We go up and down. So it's fine tuning. And without that, you can't do that without the logbook pattern. So I kept thinking what to do. I looked around on the to see if there's anything available. There are some apps which are very crowded, which are just, I think they were developed by the tech companies. So then I noticed that these guys who come, my patients and everybody, they don't forget the telephone, the smartphone. They will go back, they will take 2 hours, they will come late for the visit, but they will bring their phone. I said, oh, why don't we put something on this thing? Because they don't forget this. So when they come, I'll say, show me your telephone. And I have this thing there. So that's how the whole idea came up. And then first we developed it for diabetes. And I started seeing my patients were doing better. Actually, we are doing a study now. We'll publish it hopefully in a couple of months. It's a great, I think, going to be a very good study when we publish it, because the data is very impressive. I was telling the other day somebody, I get like 3-4 reps who sit here and come to see me every day, and all the medications they bring, they say it improves the A1C by 1.2%. But we are, the prelim data we are getting from the software usage is much more than any medical kind of medication that they do. It is much higher. The improvement of glycemic control is much better than even the medications, because it is the adherence to the medication, to the treatment. So that's because we are bridging this gap. Normally, patient would come after 3 months. But now my patient, they are connected with us all the time. They think the doctor is monitoring them because they're sending this data, and psychologically they think, oh, my doctor is looking at you all the time. Although we don't actively look at every patient, we have alerts. We look at certain patients.
Well, you know, and so you make it easy for your patients to collect the data. I know physicians are quite busy, and one more piece of technology is a disruptive
Actually, it is much. So this is what I do. We were doing charts before. Now we do this, and this software saves my time because I don't have to punch in all those numbers. We have to write it in the note. So we are, it just gets pulled in there. Then I get the hemoglobin A1C calculated, estimated, which is very close to the real one. So even if they have not done it, I can tell them, this is how your A1C is trending and you're getting better or not. So they are getting this. then I save my office manpower gets like saved because everything is like getting straight to the chart. And also there are no shows are going down because more patients come in and there are less no shows with the ones with the using the software. So we are actually comparing all these parameters, and we see in every aspect we are doing patients are doing better who are using the software than who are not using this software. I was telling the other day, these guys, one of my patients, she has glycemic control is so better now. She brought me a carrot cake one day as a gift. She said, wow, you've created something beautiful. My hemoglobin A1C was never so good. It was like amazing. And that really thrills me that we have created something which is helping the patient. Not looking at the financial aspect, but it really is what I wanted to do. And it gives me a lot of satisfaction that we have created something which will help them improve their sugars and get better health. And rest financially, of course, it's a byproduct of the original idea that we had to help these patients and bring it to have better outcomes for their health.
I have two quick questions for you. One is, the software sounds like it's intuitive from the physician standpoint. So I'm assuming at a glance, you'll see a chart or a graph that says X number of patients are in compliance with their or out of compliance, and then you can address those issues accordingly.
So like we have, my practice is mostly inpatient. I have probably around 3,000 patients in my pool in office. So we cannot watch every patient, but suppose I see somebody today and I change the medications. And before this software, what we used to do, either they would call my office and let me know how they're doing after I change the management, or my office will call them to see, how are your sugars? Are you getting okay? Are your sugars getting better? So that was an issue. Now I can switch that patient on, and we have set up the alerts, the limits. If they're out of the limit, I see the patient, I switch him on, and that patient is on my alert. So I get the alert, I look at the alert, and it tells me, okay, this patient's sugar is 300 out of range. Then we have a button, we click on the button. It is a video call with the patient. We call the patient, we talk to the patient. We send messages through the same system to the patient. So it's very efficient. We have made it so efficient. One of my patients I was asking them how we have been getting this, a lot of feedback from the patient just to improve this. So I'm in an area where they're not very literate patients. There are a lot of new immigrants, parent immigrants who are not very literate. But this is the feedback that if you have one finger and you can count till 10, you can send the data to me. It's easier. So this is the statement. It's easier than using a pen and a paper. That's how user-friendly and easy we have made it for the patient. And same thing from the doctor's perspective, because we have really gone into what would a doctor like? How would they make it go the whole flow? So it's very, whoever we show, they love it. They just say it's so easy to use and it's comprehensive. So that's why we think it's going to be very, very good for anybody who's going to use it, patients or the doctors.
No, that sounds wonderful. Thank you. I heard you mention that the data goes to the chart. Does that mean it integrates with an EMR?
Yes. So this system we have, you can use it as an EMR. We are not marketing or we are not making it like an EMR system, but it has so you can store the data on that. So we have created templates for doctors. I have templates. Everything is there. And this data gets into the right sections on the follow-up visit. It gets into the right blood pressure, finger sticks for last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They get onto the right appropriate areas. And then you can just save it there in the system. Or you can push it to your existing EMR system. If you're using Epic or Allscript or any system, you can push it there or you can pull it in there. So we have already done integration through this Fire, whatever that is, so that it can get pushed if somebody wants to use the other system. So everything is like seamless now.
Gotcha. So you're addressing diabetes. Are there other use cases that you've done, or I'm sure they're on your radar?
So this is because I'm an endocrinologist, and the whole idea came up because of the diabetes. So initially we made it only for diabetes. We went out in the market and we got feedback. We're in different states. We had some meetings and they said, why can't you guys make it for primary care physicians, more comprehensive? And then we came back and sat on the board and redesigned the whole thing. And now it is for all chronic chronic disease management. You can do heart patients, you can do kidney patients, you can do asthma, COPD, whatever, because it has everything which a doctor would need from any specialty, because this is all the data a doctor would need. Even if it has, if there's a surgeon, they would need the same data that we provide on this system. So it's comprehensive now. It's not just diabetes.
Gotcha. Thank you. And HIPAA security, you're stored on HIPAA secure servers?
It's all HIPAA secure lines. We have gone through all the legal and HIPAA compliance things. We have had meetings with the experts in the field and in the legal teams, and we have really made it all foolproof and secure.
And then as far as like support, you said it's simple. So if I were your patient, I'd come into your office, I'd download an app on my phone.
And so that's how it is. So if you're my patient, you come and I tell you, oh, this is the software you can, this is the app you can use to send data to me. And you say, yes, I would like to do that. So I will put your name. It's very easy. It takes like less than 2 minutes to register you. Put your first name, last name, telephone number, email, or date of birth. And then when I save it, it sends you a link, like a text message. You open that and it gets downloaded on your phone, and you're right on it. Then you don't have anything. And the other good thing is that there is no personal data on the phone. It's only the ID, our Viva Vitals ID. There is no date of birth or social security, nothing on the phone. So there is no HIPAA requirement for that. But all other communication, they go through HIPAA compliant lines. So it's all secure.
I would think that patients are taking more ownership of their healthcare by this.
So that's what we have done. So patient has a full diary on it. If they go to another physician, if you go to another state and the physician says, how are your sugars? Or how are your blood pressure? They go to cardiologist, how is your? So they click on this thing and it makes the graphs for them. They carry their own whole data on their phone. So it's actually in their hand. They can show it to anybody, whoever needs that information, because it's in their hand. Like their dialysis, when they did it, how much time they did dialysis, how they felt after dialysis. Heart rates, pulse ox, everything is in their hands. So it's very, very useful when they see other physicians.
You had mentioned a publication that you're going to have a data publication out shortly. Is there anything you can share with us about that? Or
so we are, it's still preliminary data. We are right in the middle of it. We are getting the IRB approvals. Our protocols have gone back, and that takes time. So we are working on that. We have professor of medicine from Mount Sinai, who's the principal investigator. Hopefully we'll get the thing published and presented in a big forum. We are trying to get to American Diabetes annual meeting to present it, but I'm not sure at this time. So the data is very impressive. We are comparing the ones who are using it and who are not using it to groups. So the data is very impressive. And as I said before, it is better than using any medicine. The improvement in in diabetes, the improvement in A1C is better than using any product. So because of the compliance and the way the whole thing is designed.
So I'm excited to read that when that comes out.
That'll be very good for us as a company when we publish that.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe we can touch base again when that comes out.
Yes.
And you'd mentioned EHR integrations, not a big deal with Epic or Cerner or others?
Epic integration, the EMR integration, we are almost done with that. It's, I think, complete this week or next week. Now we are trying to integrate it with the major gadgets like AccuCheck, glucometers and blood pressure monitors and all that. We are working. That's a bit cumbersome because there are too many gadgets to integrate. Each one we have to get all the permission. But integration with the EMR systems is almost done. It's ready. Whoever wants it, we can just plug it in, and they can use it. And also, once we do with the instruments integration. We are working on that. Once we have done with a couple of them, then it will be very easy to customize it. If somebody's using certain tools, we can customize it because we'll have the infrastructure for that.
Okay, good. What about patient-side integration? Can the patient log in and and see where they are data wise?
So you mean how a patient can view their own data?
Yeah, how does the patient side, you know, I know it's secure. I know it goes back to secure servers. There's no PHI on the phone.
Yeah. Patient can look at their data. All their data is on their computer, on their smartphone. So they can look at their data, like patterns and all that. They can look at that.
Okay.
The other thing we are making, this integration with the instruments, we are trying to make it even seamless from, like, they check the sugar, the number will go automatically to their phone and gets to us, and from us gets to the EMR. So we are trying to make it end-to-end seamless from the instrument to the EMR system. So hopefully we will have that soon.
Where do you see your company going in the next few years?
And I'm very excited.
We're in a crazy time right now.
I know. So we have looked at the market when I was searching for something like that. And of course, after that, we have been keeping an eye on what is in the market. There's nothing as comprehensive as we have our software. And also it is made by, designed by a physician, we have really made it very, very user-friendly and kind of very intuitive. So there is nothing as comprehensive and intuitive in the market. So we think this is the only product in this category. And once we get to the market and people start using it, I think it's going to have a big kind of market for this.
Can you talk about your pricing model, or is that?
Yeah, I can give you, because I'm not an expert on the financial side of the thing. I'm a physician, so.
Sure, you're the guy getting it done.
Simple kind of what we decided. So it will be like $299 per subscriber per month. So if I have 5,000 patients pool, and we think that at least 500 patients should use this software from the whole pool. So it will cost it comes down to less than $10 per year per patient. So the more patients are, like, if your whole 5,000 patients are on the soft this using this, so the cost will be like 75 cents per patient per year. There's nothing like that in the market.
But for $300 a month for a provider, even if you have a handful of patients, it saves time.
And let me tell you, it's $299, but the benefits are just not talking about the improvement in the health, but just financial thing. So doctor is going to save a lot of money, manpower, by using it, because you don't need people to put the data in. So you're saving lots of hours there. Your no-show goes down. So that's another improvement. Then you can bill for it. In HPS areas, you can bill for it and you get paid $75 per visit. So there's a lot of attraction, financial attraction for them to use this, because it's a win-win for everybody, for doctor, for insurance companies. And we think that in future, insurance companies will be very much interested in kind of supporting these kind of things, because if there is health improvement, they're going to save a lot of money down the road. So they will be supporting these kind of system where the patients can get better and insurance will save a lot of money down the road. So we feel that it will be a win-win for all the stakeholders in this business.
You know, and with real-time video and collecting the data, it keeps patients out of your office. And in times like this with the COVID-19.
So this is what as I said before, this is a company, of course we have in future, I hope we'll make some money on this. But at this time today, the way where we are today with this COVID virus and the emergency, I very sincerely feel that this product can help so many people and so many government organizations if they implement it, and we are offering it free of cost. They can use it for 3 months, 6 months, whatever time they need to use it for this emergency. We want to contribute to this difficult time and this event, what is happening around. And I think this is the ideal tool for them to use it. So we are trying to get out there and approach different kind of stakeholders in this business so that they can have use this and benefit from it. And I would ask you also to see if anybody needs anywhere, and if you can tell them that it's available, we are ready to just give it to them free of cost, let them use it, let them get over with this crisis, and then we'll see what happens.
Gotcha. So yeah, just to be clear, it's during this crisis, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get it out there.
We will get it out. We'll give it to them. It'll be free of cost. We are not going to charge them until there is an emergency. They can use it and anybody can use it. And it's very easy. So the other thing is there's no training needed for this. It's so simple.
Excellent. That was my question. You're reading my mind.
So you log into Vivo Vitals, you make your ID and password. That's it. And then your patient comes in, you put your patient name in. If everything takes like less than 3 minutes and you're on it. You don't need any, nobody needs a training. No patient needs a training and the provider don't need any training for this.
If someone wanted to get on today, how would they do that? Would they just go to your website?
They can go to the website, Vivo Vital. They click on this. They go, it says login. When they go to login, it'll ask you password and ID and password. Or say register. You register yourself. It has a few things. You put it in there. You're registered and you're on it. And that's it. It will take a few minutes.
Excellent. I want to make sure our listeners understand. You're the CEO of Right Metrics, but a product that you have is Vivo Vitals.
Correct.
And so it would be vivovital.com?
It's, yes, V-I-V-O-V-I-T-A-L-S. There's an S, vivovitals.com. You go there, on the right upper corner will be a login. So that you log in, then you go to the login window, ID and password. If you're not registered, you register and you're on it. And then you can just keep adding patients to your service and then use it.
That's noble. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. No, we really sincerely want to contribute to this crisis, whatever we can.
Gotcha.
Because I'm right in the middle of it and I know what it is and how it feels for the patients, for the families, for the doctors. So
I know you are. And I appreciate you taking the time today. I know you could be. And so, so in conclusion, you know, if there's anything else you'd like to add or say, or even about the crisis you're dealing with and how you wish you had products.
So I know we have this crisis. I think from time to time as human beings, we come across these events which are not foreseen. But I'm sure there are smart, dedicated people who are dealing with it and guiding and doing all the efforts they can do to get us through. We'll get through this. Unfortunately, yes. We will have some consequences because this is an uncharted water. We don't know this thing before, and some elderly people, some more kind of ill people, might not go through this. They might not survive. But generally, I think we will go through this. It's going to be a cycle. It's going to be a couple of months cycle, and I think in a couple of months, 3-4 months, I think we will be right going down from this. It's going to peak in we are not at the peak yet. In a few more weeks, I think we'll peak and then we'll go down and then we'll be, by next year, we'll have the vaccine and all that. We'll know more about the virus. So I think we'll go through this. It's going to be a little painful at this time. And people are getting kind of closed down in different areas and all that. So, but we'll have to go through that. And I think we will go through that and we'll be fine.
Well, thank you for that perspective, and hopefully we'll have more telemedicine adoption.
Yes, so this just tells us that technology is very important and can be very, very useful, especially in this kind of situation, very, very helpful.
Yes, great. Well, Dr. Khan, thank you so much for joining us and chatting today. If there's anything else you'd like to add, please do.
Thank you so much for taking time. And we have been, it was scheduled for quite a long time, this interview, so I didn't want to miss it. And it's a pleasure talking to you. And I hope with this interview and we can get this thing out and get the message out specifically about this crisis so that people can benefit from it. And I appreciate your time also and effort.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Khan.
Thank you and have a nice day.